It's been a tough week. It's been tough travel as far as Dublin twice. Three clean sheets give us a real platform. I thought we were, on Monday night, we showed a different side of us where we were very good without the ball. We were very resilient. We were hard to break down. And then I thought tonight we were very dominant in possession. Probably the one area I felt we could have been a wee bit more clinical in the final third and maybe penetrated a little bit in the final third and affect their last line. But they're all things that we'll work on and hopefully we'll get better. I think probably the first 20-25 minutes was what we were expecting. As you said, Drogheda don't concede many goals. They get into a block and they're very difficult to break down. It's very difficult to get the spaces. And normally what happens is you normally get a little bit frustrated and you force it. But I thought we were very patient. I thought we kept working and kept probing. And then I felt once we scored our first goal, that probably just took a little bit of pressure off us and we played with real smiles on our faces, and that's what we're trying to achieve here. Unless we go and win four, it doesn't mean anything. That's the big thing for us. That's the gauntlet that we've thrown down in the changing room now. Can we find that consistency? We've been very, very good at times, but we've been very inconsistent at times. And we need to now roll our sleeves up. We need to build on the confidence that we've now got over the last three games. And we need to go and take that into the next game and show real confidence, composure, and go again. All I'm worried about now is Waterford on Friday night. The boys will get a couple of days off, get a little bit of rest and recovery in their legs, and be back in Monday morning to prepare for Waterford. And it won't go any further than there for me. We're well aware that it's June, and there's still a long way to go. So at this stage, it'll always be just one game at a time. We'll not look too far forward, and we'll try not to look over our shoulders either. We'll just concentrate on ourselves. Just that there's a lot of work going on, and unfortunately, and until the name's on the dotted line and that contract's submitted, nothing's done. We are working extremely hard, sleeping with one eye open at the moment, just trying to look at players and find the right fit. And I don't think it's just about bringing players in; it's about bringing the right players in. It's about bringing the right character into this club. To try and take us where we need to go.
Tiernan, you spend money on all these good forwards and goal scorers, and it's two defenders that get the first couple of goals tonight.
Yeah, Sam Todd and Ronan Boyce said just leave it to them from now on. They'll put the ball in the net.
There are two good finishes.
Yeah, listen, one of the big things that we have been working on as a group now is trying to make sure that our wing-backs are getting in the areas that they can affect that last line. And I think tonight will be good for their confidence, because it'll show them that if they do get in there, that's the kind of damage that they can do.
And what about the return of Sadio Diallo? He continues to impress.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent again tonight, as was everybody, to be fair. But he's came back into the team. He's still a long way off the fitness that he needs to be, especially to play on our team and the way we want to play. But great credit to him. He's working extremely hard.
Those two ones in Dublin were great springboard for moving on to like tonight and then hopefully the next week as well. I mean, they were massive victories, although they were, you know, 2-1-0 ones, but they were clean sheets on the road.
Yeah, and I think that was the big thing that we talked about after Monday night. Friday and Monday would have been a waste of time if we hadn't brought it into a home game tonight and got another win. What did delight me tonight was the performance that came with the win. And also, as I say, we keep saying clean sheets give you platforms to go on and win football games. And as I say, I thought they were superb.
And you get a week now to breathe and relax and prepare for the 4th of July.
Yeah, another massive game. And Waterford have been doing quite well of late. And they give us a little bit of a pasting down there the last time we played them. So that's something that has to sting a little bit. And hopefully we can bring that sting into the week ahead.
Is it still as big a job as you thought it would be?
Yeah, but listen, football, no matter where you are, when you're winning, it's a lot more enjoyable. We knew that this was always going to be a journey. We knew that we're far from the finished article. We're far from where we want to go or what we want to do. There's a huge amount of work that lies ahead. I think you're seeing little glimpses of how we want to play in the game model that we believe in and work off. But there's still a huge amount, I think, in that players that we have to get out.
You met fans last weekend. They'll be happy with what they've seen in the last week or so now, I would think.
Yeah, listen, it's all about the fans. You're never always going to be able to keep everybody happy, unfortunately. And I think the big thing in this is, which I have noticed from I've come in the doors, is as long as they see the players giving everything and when they cross that line, unfortunately they don't get to see the work that they put in Monday to Friday and the sacrifices that they make. But when they cross that line, it has to be everything. 99.9 just isn't good enough. And I think the last couple of weeks we've started to see that.